Peah, Perek Ches, Mishnah Zayin. To understand this Mishnah, we have to introduce the idea that in Klal Yisrael, since the times of Chazal, there were two different types of collections that were made on behalf of Aniyim, on behalf of the poor people. And that is, there was a kupa. The kupa of tzedakah was designed for the Aniyei Ha'ir, for those who live in the city, and the kupa would provide the weekly needs of those members of the city who were poor. And each person would be given the appropriate amount that they needed from that kupa. And it was designed to last them for that week and be given out on every Erev Shabbos. The second form was called tamchui. A tamchui was basically a collection plate of food and money that every morning they would go around to the various homes in the city and collect various foodstuffs and money, and that was to be designed to be given out to those aniyim who are itinerant beggars who go from city to city, who are there only temporarily, and this would provide for just for their daily needs. The Mishnah begins by telling us that ein pochasin la'ani ha'over mimakom l'makom, that for a ani, for a poor person who's traveling from place to place, you don't give him any less mikikar bepunyon be'arbos in besela than a loaf of bread, a kikar, that sells for a punyon at a time that four sa'ah of grain are being sold for a sella. Now, without going into all the calculations of exactly how we arrive at this, suffice it to say that this represents a loaf of bread that is one quarter of a kav, and that's the amount of six eggs. What that comes out to is the standard amount of two seudos. So basically, what we're doing is we're giving each ani a loaf that he can use for two seudos, for his daily needs, for two meals for the day. Lon, if he's going to stay overnight, nosin lo parnasas lina, we give him his needs for bedding, for both a bed and for the bedding that comes along with it. Shavas, if he's going to spend Shabbos there, nosin lo mizon shalosh seudos, we give him the food for three seudos, because there are three seudos on Shabbos. Now the Mishnah will tell us who should not take from the kupa or for the tamchui. The Mishnah says, Misha yeshlo mizon shtei seudos, somebody who has in his possession food for two seudos, for two meals, lo yito min ha-tamchui, he shouldn't take from the tamchui. The tamchui is designed for people who don't have anything to eat even that day, and therefore we give them that day's food. But somebody who has that day's food should not take from the tamchui. Mizon arbasre seudos, somebody who has 14 seudos, enough for an entire week, lo yito min ha-kupa, he should not take even from the kupa, the weekly amount, because he has a sufficient amount for that week. Now, you may ask, how do you have 14 seudos? There should be 15 seudos because of the three on Shabbos. That's because we don't count the evening seuda from Matzoi Shabbos, because that was covered by seuda shlisha. So really, there are still only 14 meals in a week. Vakupa nigbeis bishnayim. Now, the method of collection is the kupa, which is done on a weekly basis, is nigbeis bishnayim. It's collected with two people, two gaboyim. Of course, the word gaboyim comes from the word to be gova, to collector. And the term gabay originally means collectors. So it's collected by two gaboyim, and that's because, in general, we don't make any sort of an office over the tzibur, over the community, unless there's at least two people. It's only for the dignity of the community there should be at least two people involved. Therefore, it's collected with two. Umischalekas bishlosha, but it's divided up to the aniyim by three. And that is because the division of tzedakah and the determination of exactly who gets what is considered dine mamunus, is considered a matter of monetary judgment, which needs three dayanim, needs three judges. And these three people who are giving it out have to judge individual situations. And therefore, they require three people to be the three judges. However, this is the crew of the kupa. The tamchui, though, is also collected with three people, not just with two, and it's divided with three. It's collected with three, and it's divided with three. And that's because, since it's happening on a daily basis, the division giving it out would happen immediately after the collection. Therefore, we just kept the same three people. The Rambam actually says that the reason that tamchi has to be collected with three is because the determination of how much someone gives in the tamchi is not a set amount, and therefore needs to be determined on an ongoing basis. Therefore, it needs three people to serve as three judges to determine how much people have to give, unlike kupa, which is already a set amount in advance.